Welcome to White House. The Medal of Honor is the highest award for valor a president can bestow. The medal is given for gallantry in the face of an enemy attack that is above and beyond the call of duty. The medal is part of a cherished American tradition that began in this house with the signature of President Abraham Lincoln. Since World War II, more than half of those who have been awarded the Medal of Honor have lost their lives in the action that earned it. Corporal Jason Dunham belongs to this select group. On a dusty road in western Iraq, Corporal Dunham gave his own life so that the men under his command might live. This morning, it's my privilege to recognize Corporal Dunham's devotion to the Corps and country and to present his family with the Medal of Honor. I welcome the Vice President's presence, Secretary of Defense Bob Gates, Senator Ted Stevens, Senator John McCain, Senator Craig Thomas, I don't know if you say former Marine or Marine, Congressman Bill Young and his wife Beverly, Congressman Duncan Hunter, Congressman John Klein, Marine, Congressman Randy Cool, Corporal Dunham's family's United States Congressman is with us, Secretary Don Winter, General Pete Pace, General Jim Conway and Annette, Sergeant Major John Estrada, Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps. I appreciate the Medal of Honor recipients who have joined us, Barney Barnum, Bob Foley, Bob Howard, Gary Luttrell, Al Ruscone, Brian Thacker. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate the Dunham family who have joined us and will soon join me on this platform to receive the honor on behalf of their son. Dan and Deb Dunham, Justin Dunham and Kyle Dunham brothers, Katie Dunham's sister, and a lot of other family members who've joined us today. I appreciate the chaplain for the Navy, for the Marine Corps. Didn't mean to insult you. I thank Major Trent Gibson. He was Jason Dunham's commander, company commander. First Lieutenant Brian Robinson, who was his platoon commander. I welcome all the Marines from Kilo 37. Thanks for coming and thanks for serving. Long before he earned our nation's highest medal, Jason Dunham made a name for himself among his friends and neighbors. He was born in a small town in upstate New York. He was a normal kind of fella. He loved sports. He went to Scio Central School, and he starred on the Tiger basketball, soccer, and baseball teams. And by the way, he still holds the record for the highest batting average in a single season at .414. He was popular with his teammates, and that could be a problem for his mom. You see, she never quite knew how many people would be showing up for dinner, whether it be her family or the entire basketball team. He grew up with the riches far more important than money. He had a dad who loved to take his boys on a ride with him, and he made his rounds on the dairy farm where he worked. His mom was a school teacher. She figured out the best way to improve her son's spelling was to combine his love for sports with her ability to educate. And so she taught him the words from his reading list when they played the basketball game of horse. He had two brothers and sisters who adored him. He had a natural gift for leadership and a compassion that led him to take others under his wing. The Marine Corps took the best of this young man and made it better. As a Marine, he was taught that honor, courage, and commitment are not just words. They're core values for a way of life that elevates service above self. The Marine Jason was taught that leaders put the needs of their men before their own. He was taught that while America's founding truths are self-evident, they also need to be defended by good men and women willing to stand up to determined enemies. As a leader of a rifle squad in Iraq, Corporal Dunham lived by the values he had been taught. He was a guy everybody looked up to. He was a Marine's Marine who led by example. He was the kind of person who would stop patrols to play street soccer with the Iraqi school children. He was the guy who signed on for an extra 2 months in Iraq so he could stay with his squad. As he explained it, he wanted to make sure that everyone makes it home alive. Corporal Dunham took that promise seriously, and we'd give his own life to make it good. In April 2004, during an attack near Iraq's Syrian border, Corporal Dunham was assaulted by an insurgent who jumped out of a vehicle that was about to be searched. As Corporal Dunham wrestled the man to the ground, the insurgent rolled out a grenade he had been hiding. Corporal Dunham did not hesitate. He jumped on the grenade, using his helmet and body to absorb the blast. Although he survived the initial explosion, he did not survive his wounds. But by his selflessness, Corporal Dunham saved the lives of two of his men and showed the world what it means to be a Marine. Deb Dunham calls the Marine Corps her son's second family, and she means that literally. Deb describes her son's relationship to his men this way. Jay was part guardian angel, part big brother, and all Marine. She remembers her son calling from the barracks and then passing the phone to one of his Marines saying, "I've got a guy here who just needs to talk to a mom." Now it's the Marines who comfort her. On special days, like Christmas or Mother's Day or her birthday, Deb has learned the day will not pass without one of Jason's fellow Marines calling to check on her. With this medal, we pay tribute to the courage and leadership of a man who represents the best of young Americans. With this medal, we ask the God who commands us to love our neighbor as ourselves to wrap his arms around the family of Corporal Jason Dunham, a Marine who is not here today because he lived that commandment to the fullest. I now invite the Dunhams to join me on the stage. And Colonel, please read the citation.
The President of the United States, in the name of the Congress, takes pride in presenting the Medal of Honor posthumously to Corporal Jason L. Dunham, United States Marine Corps, for conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty while serving as Rifle Squad Leader, 4th Platoon, Company K, 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines Reinforced, Regimental Combat Team 7, 1st Marine Division Reinforced, on 14 April 2004. Corporal Dunham's squad was conducting a reconnaissance mission in the town of Karbala, Iraq, when they heard a rocket-propelled grenade and small arms fire erupt approximately 2 kilometers to the west. Corporal Dunham led his combined anti-armor team towards the engagement to provide fire support to the battalion commander's convoy, which had been ambushed as it was traveling to Camp Husseiba. As Corporal Dunham and his Marines advanced, they quickly began to receive enemy fire. Corporal Dunham ordered his squad to dismount their vehicles and led one of his fire teams on foot several blocks south of the ambushed convoy. Discovering 7 Iraqi vehicles in a column attempting to depart, Corporal Dunham and his team stopped the vehicles to search them for weapons. As they approached the vehicles, an insurgent leapt out and attacked Corporal Dunham. Corporal Dunham wrestled the insurgent to the ground and in the ensuing struggle saw the insurgent release a grenade. Corporal Dunham immediately alerted his fellow Marines to the threat. Aware of the imminent danger and without hesitation, Corporal Dunham covered the grenade with his helmet and body, bearing the brunt of the explosion and shielding his Marines from the blast. In an ultimate and selfless act of bravery, in which he was mortally wounded, he saved the lives of at least 2 fellow Marines. By his undaunting courage, intrepid fighting spirit, and unwavering devotion to duty, Corporal Dunham gallantly gave his life for his country, thereby reflecting great credit upon himself and upholding the highest traditions of the Marine Corps and the United States Naval Service.